Please join me in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come as the wind and cleanse, come as the fire and burn. Convert and consecrate our lives for our great good and for the greater glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Dr. Lloyd Ogilvy, who was for many years the senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church in Hollywood, California, said he once had a parishioner in his church who said the phrase, "Can you imagine?" so many times it really became irritating to people. She almost concluded every sentence she said with, "Can you imagine?" Of course, now, of course, that phrase has become a popular song and movie, "I Can Only Imagine." But this was long before that. And he says one evening he was with Blanche, that's the woman's name, and her husband. And he had just heard the phrase, "I can only imagine," just one too many times. And he burst out and said, "Yes, Blanche, I can imagine. Let me tell you, I can imagine a world that isn't always filled with you saying, 'Can you imagine?'" Not a good thing in marital relationships, but you know, there are things that irritate us. One of the problems with many of us is that we've lost the capacity to imagine. Alistair McGrath, a wonderful theologian, has a chapter in one of his books entitled "Knowing Christ in Your Imagination." Studies, you know, have shown that only 2% of men and women in their 40s are highly creative and imaginative. You go down to 7 years old and only 10%. But oddly enough, among five-year-olds, 90% are imaginative, have wonderful imaginations, which suggests that something happens between kindergarten and second grade in our educational system that tends to squelch the imagination of children. And so most of us have had that capacity to imagine bred out of us, as if to suggest that imagination is somehow or another something that one cannot trust. But I would suggest to you we need to regain our capacity to imagine, for with it we can often gain a profounder appreciation of heaven. And you may say, "What's the importance of that?" I would say, when you lose heaven, you often lose the better part of earth and find all too often we make a hell in its place. When you lose the capacity to imagine, you lose tomorrow. And when you lose tomorrow, you lose today. And today is limited only by the memories of yesterday. A couple becomes engaged, and what they do on that day shapes the rest of how they focus until the marriage. I still remember a couple some years ago coming in for premarital counseling. It was their first session with me. And became very clear as they began to reveal who they were to me and about their relationship that they were a deeply committed couple, which means they hadn't slept together, which is rare, and they weren't living together, which is not quite so rare, but in those days was at least common. And it was clear to me as they began to talk that they were looking forward to this day when they would join their lives to one another. And after that first session, and we talked about what we would do in the next sessions, they got up, left my office, went out of the office door of the church and started towards their car, and they walked through what was the patio, if you will, area of the church I served. And in the rector's office, where my office was, of course, we had this big picture window so I could watch them as they walk out holding hands. And I thought to myself, isn't that amazing? Every decision they make from here on in this engagement until they're married is focused on that day when they will be joined as husband and wife. She is living as his bride, he is living as her groom, and that's how they're functioning. And I thought, I got the picture. What if we, the church, lived as the bride of Christ today? What if our orientation towards things, towards today and toward the future, is shaped by that day in which we are totally united with our Lord? Would that not change how we live? Would that not fill our imaginations with a different sense of who we are? The widowed woman, the single woman, is no longer single nor widowed. The husband who cannot fully satisfy all that you have is not the only one whom you await. You are the bride of Christ. He is the bridegroom. How would that shape how you live today if you had that picture? So too for us. The problem, we often live out of the limitations of the past. And yesterday's defeats then determine today's problems, and today's problems declare tomorrow's impossibilities. Still remember the first time as a child I went to a circus, and I had two kind of animals I was fascinated with. One was turtles and the other was elephants, small and big. And I remember seeing the elephant there. He had a chain around his back leg, and the chain had a little peg that was stuck into the ground. And I thought to myself, can't that elephant just turn around, use his trunk, and pull that little peg up with the chain and go free? For that matter, can't it use its back leg and with its strength pull that thing out? Later I learned why he doesn't. You know, when he was just a little baby elephant, they put the chain on his back leg and they put the chain attached to a huge pole deep in the ground. And that elephant pulled against it, pulled against it, pulled against it, day in, day out, for a week or two, and pretty soon came to the conclusion, when the chain is there and attached, he can't move. Remind me a story I heard years ago of fleas. You know, you put fleas in a jar, and they'll bounce, and they can jump right out. But if you put a lid on it, and the little fleas are jumping, and pretty soon, you know, even with that small little flea brain, it comes to the conclusion it hurts to hit the top of the lid, and pretty soon all it does is jump this high, which means you can take the lid off, and that's all it does. A lot of churches become like that, you know. They hit some barrier. Pretty soon, rector and people say, you know, that hurts too much. So they take the lid off. And that's all they do. We live our lives like that, controlled by the limitations of the past. The elephant doesn't know, because it doesn't know it can easily lift out the peg, it stays stuck. doesn't have an imagination to redefine today by its stature of what it is now. It's kind of like what we've been talking about. The wounds of the past define our expectations of today and tomorrow. But I'm hoping that as we begin to understand the power of Jesus' resurrection, that will give us a new sense of who he can make us be and how we can live today in preparation for eternity. St. Paul writes, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. You have died and your old life is buried, but your new life is with him." Now, Paul speaks of spatial terms, heaven up here, earth down here, and we need to use our imaginations to conceive of the glory that awaits us. But John, in this epistle, he's speaking in time frames, with a sense of chronological time. So he writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us, that is, as children of God, and seeks to put us into their frame of reference, whatever that frame of reference might be, the reason why the world does not understand this and tries to constrain us as God's children, as God's people, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So let's not let their understanding of not knowing him define who we are. Beloved," and then he says this, "beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." Years ago, when I was a young parish priest, I'd have these parishioners that come up to me. "You know, I'm working real hard. I've got a big family. I'm trying to keep up from day to day." And they would say to me, "Father Mark, you need to enjoy these years. They're the best years of your life." And I'd think, oh boy, if these are the best years of my life, let's just check it in. And it's usually those who weren't enjoying their lives were telling me I'd better enjoy this time because the best years. No one says that to me now, you know. They no longer say, "These are the best years of your life, Bishop. You need to enjoy them." They all know better. But I developed in those things a saying. It was, "These years are good, but the best is yet to come." And that is my conviction of life. The best is yet to come. And I don't care if you're 90 years old. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the best is yet to come. And when you begin to live with that expectation, it changes today. And today, lived with the conviction that the best is yet to come, will change tomorrow. Which means we've got to get this in our mind. We don't know what we shall be like, but we know that when we shall see him, we will be changed. For we'll see him as he is, and as he is, so shall we be. So, as we begin to think about this, what does this reveal to us? One, we shall see Christ as he is, not just as he was in the Gospels, but as he is in heaven. We'll see him as he is in his home. You know, you never really know a person until you've seen them in their home. Have you noticed that? One of the great privileges of a parish priest is being able to visit people in their home, because you get a totally different perspective of who they are. What will it be like to see our Lord in his home? Well, it won't be Jesus, gentle, meek, and mild. But the angels before him crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are full of his glory, with raiments white and glistening and glorious." It will be wonderful to see those we love in heaven, but it will pale in comparison to seeing the risen Christ in all his magnificence and glory, that in one glimpse of him will change your understanding of you being a child of God and he your elder brother. I don't know how many of you had an elder, older brother that you were proud of, but if you had one who was good-looking, strong, and handsome, and popular, just for your friends to know he's your brother boosted your stature with them. But this will be an elder brother like no other older brother who has ever lived. It will be magnificent to see him. We shall see him as he is. I could talk a long time upon. We don't use our imaginations enough to consider. I still remember a men's Bible study we had at breakfast every morning. We were going through various books of the Bible, the Gospels and whatnot. And one day, one of the men suggested we look at the book of Revelation, which I really didn't want to go into because of all the calendar predictions of when the second coming would be and all of that is what they wanted. But as we started reading the first chapter, and the description of Jesus was this glorious being that one could not hardly look upon, that causes one to tremble, the men said, "Gosh, I never thought of Jesus that way." And I thought, "You didn't?" They still think he's walking the dusty roads of Palestine. He's glorious. And he's your Lord. He's your friend. And you have a friend in high places. Well, let's move on. We shall no longer be children, tossed around by every wave. We will be transformed and matured. Gosh, many years ago now, more years than I care to remember, probably 40. My wife's father had a fire in the garage. And in the garage was a bunch of old pictures. And as my wife, Allison, now a woman with children of her own, were given these pictures, she began to look through the pictures. And she began to look back at pictures of her mother, now through the eyes of an adult. Not the eyes of a 13-year-old girl that lost her mother when she was 13, but the eyes of a mother who has children. And she began to try to perceive who she was. But you know, one of the things I've noticed about people is they sometimes look at mom or mother as their mother, and they never let her become a person with dreams, with disappointments, with wounds, with sufferings, with sorrows. And because they don't let themselves see her as a person, they have a hard time if they've been wounded by her to forgive her and recognize that she's a person that had life sorrows, disappointments. And maybe she was not able to nurture you the way you needed to be nurtured because of the wounds within her soul, and they keep her locked. But we shall no longer be children. We will be mature, adult believers in Jesus Christ, and we can evaluate things from a perspective of wisdom and transforming grace. Thirdly, we shall be like him with deeper and profounder affinities. There are dimensions of music and poetry and history that we will perceive in a different way when we've seen him. All who have this hope in Christ, writes St. John, purify themselves just as he is pure. So tomorrow's hope purifies and cleanses today, just as the love of the cross forgives our past, heals our memories, and restores hope for the future. What we imagine of tomorrow transforms today. So, I ask you, engage the imagination of what awaits you in heaven. So here again the words of the Apostle John writing to the early church. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, by Your grace, to rekindle the gift of imagination that You wove into the very fabric of our being. And let us have the grace to imagine what awaits us with a confidence that the best things are yet to come. It may be true that we can only imagine, but it's also true to say to imagine the glory of heaven will transform our perspective on today, which will in its time transform tomorrow with the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give us, Lord, a glimpse of Your heavenly glory that awaits us as Your children. These things we ask, Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.